up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1120. In this episode, I'll discuss the importance of timely ordering and administration of anti-Parkinsonian medications for patients in the emergency department. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1120. And now, on to the episode. It is well established that maintaining the medication regimen for a patient with Parkinson's disease is essential, and that not doing so can have deleterious effects on morbidity and mortality rates. But when a patient with such timely and frequent medication needs presents to the emergency department, it can be difficult to maintain such a regimen. Not only might a dose be missed while the presenting problem is worked up over the span of a few hours, but if the patient is admitted to the hospital and spends time waiting for an inpatient bed to open up in the ED, even more time might pass before medication to treat Parkinson's might be ordered and administered. To better describe this potential problem, a group of researchers published a retrospective chart review of 6 emergency departments in critical access hospitals in the journal Academic Emergency Medicine. The authors describe what happened to 87 patients with Parkinson's over the course of almost 300 patient encounters. The average length of stay in the ED for this cohort was just under 9 hours. Carbidopa-levodopa was administered only in 1/3 of patient encounters. Only 4.3% of the time was administered in a timely fashion, and 6.4% of the time was administered within a 2-hour window. On average, the first administration was more than 6 hours after arrival to the ED, and most of the administrations occurred between 1 to 4 hours at 40%, or between 4 to 8 hours at 26% after the scheduled dose. The authors concluded less than 1/3 of older adults with Parkinson's disease received their home anti-Parkinsonian medications in the emergency department, and fewer than 10% received it on time. Targeted interventions to ensure timely medication administration are needed to prevent iatrogenic harm in this vulnerable population. While these retrospective chart review-based results are not necessarily generalizable to other institutions, it is easy to imagine in any ED that patients with Parkinson's probably do not receive their medications in a timely fashion if they've been in the ED for 6 or more hours. Replicating a retrospective chart review like this is a very realistic project for a pharmacy resident, and the pharmacy department would then be in the perfect position to implement solutions to ensure timely administration of Parkinson's medications in ED patients if similar results are found at other institutions. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.